If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Oh, little brother.
It's early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
7 weeks of vacation, Steve. Just imagine
I'm
that one.
That's the dream.
Seven weeks of vacation. God. That's just how they take care of you. When you go to work every day and things are really hard, work for somebody on the other side that's also looking after you. And that's what they do at Currency. That's what's going on at Sand Hills Global.
Sounds idyllic.
Yeah. The big picture. The big picture is incredible.
But it's, they get stuff done.
They get stuff done. You dress great. You get in there.
You saw it.
I saw it. I was live. And it was one of the most impressive things. Just imagine being with Jim Hansen for 4 hours. It's 4 hours of Jim Hansen right there. That was a lot. But I love it's a lot of Jim Hansen.
It's a lot of Jim.
Thinking more about the work environment. but you saw a lot of people with computers.
Yeah, they're people with computers. I saw computers out there, Steve. It's not anything new, I don't think.
Not scribbling in notepads.
It's incredible. They had a bunch of legal pads out, and then there was two guys with the computers everybody kept going over to, and give them information.
But it was a army of people.
It was an army of people like that. It was incredible to see the whole operation. And just give yourself if you've been out 10 years, do it. If you've just got out of college right now, do it. Have an idea if you're a sophomore in college. Hold it. I can get myself set up. Also, there's a chance for internships also prior to that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Internships is what they do. Carson Schott runs that.
The website again, gocurrency.com/careers. We have a quick correction from the last segment.
Yeah, we want to get things right.
We try to.
Gene was kind enough to text in.
As a lot of breakers on the text line.
Great. So a lot of people letting us know that Doug DeBose played in the late 80s.
Yes. And I knew that because I told you my story off air. I thought there was just, and that had to happen in the 80s. So right away, I'm like, well, this didn't add up time-wise. Yes.
You know how it goes. The years tend to run together. We weren't too far off, but late 80s.
This description of Mike Rozier from somebody. Someone says, Mike Rozier was a gazelle with moose strength.
That's
detailed right there.
Yeah, he could finish. I mean, yeah, he was incredible. He won the Heisman.
He had a little more shiftiness to him than Lawrence. Lawrence was a bigger back. Got bigger. He wasn't a big back when he got here.
Top end speed might be more Lawrence. Just true there breakaway.
You
hit,
there you go.
Hit a crease and go.
Yep.
Type of thing. But Rozier had some dynamic runs. The UCLA had like a 7-yard touchdown run that covered like 80 yards.
Yeah. I always kind of lean towards Lawrence because I just liked his running style. More of a slasher. And he was as tough. And now so was Rozier. Those guys are all tougher than hell. But, yeah. Anyway. Baseball.
Sip was monitoring the forums, the Red Sea Scrolls of Husker Online.
Okay.
This week, and you wrote a couple things in there. You wrote about Amir Abdullah's conversation. Yeah. But you also see
I wrote that one.
There's some concerns regarding the Nebraska baseball roster. They've lost 10 players already to the transfer portal. Caden Brumbaugh, the latest addition to that, to make it 10, and Riley Silva starting.
Did they lose Brumbaugh or did Brumbaugh come back? Check
no,
that.
Overbeek's coming back.
Oh, Overbeek, my bad.
Joshua Overbeek staying around. Brumbaugh to the portal. Riley Silva to the portal. That's 10 players now. They did add a pitcher from Mississippi State yesterday, which is, you know, someone coming in. But they've lost 10 players for a team that, again, disappointing regular season, Big Ten champs.
Big Ten champs.
Big chance. So, it's a big, you know, back-to-back.
They beat UCLA, who's coming to the College World Series.
They are going to Omaha.
Yeah.
10, the number is a little bigger than I'd say people would have won it sounds like. You lost some, like you lost Riley Silva. He announced he's going in. I think that surprised people. He's got one. He's one of those guys that benefited from the Diego Pavia lawsuit. You know, he played a year of junior college, so a lot of these guys get that year back. You would think they're done, but they're not. He's one of those guys because he played some junior college ball. You mentioned Brumbaugh.
Caden Brumbaugh.
Those guys are Cale Frost, Robbie Bolin. Those guys were all – they played. I don't think there's a panic situation, but I think there's some level of concern. They didn't – it was a weird year too, right? They didn't finish like they wanted to, but then they won a Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. So you think that maybe that puts a Band-Aid on everything? Probably doesn't, actually, you know. They didn't,
and then you use 17-1 to end the season.
Well, it was curious to me that they would not take any of the momentum from the Big Ten tournament into the NCAA regional, and I thought that was maybe a little bit of a red flag. No, they took no momentum from that, so it's not perfect over there. But we probably shouldn't have expected that it's perfect with the kind of season they had. You know, they didn't have the kind of season you would have expected. They were a preseason top 25 team. So, something to watch.
Yeah, it is. We'll keep track if anybody else leaves and who is coming in. But I also think in terms of the portal, we got to give a big shout-out to the runners-up in college wrestling. Nebraska Wrestling added a guy with an incredible name this weekend, Bill. AJ Ferrari. Great 2021 national champion. From Oklahoma State, went to Cal State Bakersfield. He is a two-time All-American. They add him to the team this year. I think
the Silver Fox.
Somehow he still has 2 years of eligibility. I mean, he's a champion in 2021, is what I saw in the article.
He won a national title as a true freshman for Oklahoma State. Then he was dismissed from the team
for
in 2022.
Unclear.
I mean, I'd have to get into that later. He returned to college wrestling last season, so he sat out 2023, evidently, right?
Yes.
And then
you know when you sit out, doesn't change your clock. Once your clock starts, you don't stop your clock. So I don't know.
Why does he have 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They said he has 2 years in the article I saw.
Yeah, so he and then last year was 22-1 and placed third at Nationals.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a big get. The question, question number one, will he be a heavyweight? He said that's between he and the coaching staff. Well, you see, he weighs about 230 right now, so that'd be right there, right?
Close.
And I didn't know that the Mango, the Silver Fox, as you call him, gets set six All-Americans coming back? Yeah. Jeez.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only.
Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'll be up there again.
I saw the Silver Fox in church yesterday. He appeared a lot happier than usual. He's always very happy, but I think maybe the news
he's
is getting AJ. He's always very happy.
He's upbeat, isn't he?
Yeah, I felt bad. He texted me a weekend ago when me and Laura were out of town to try to connect for during the weekend at some point in time. We were out of town, so I'll be texting the Silver Fox.
Yeah, get together with the Silver Fox. He's always a wealth of information.
He's fun.
He's funny.
He's really funny. Yeah, really.
You call him a Silver Fox. I call him the Mangler.
The Mangler.
Because he was always, I don't know, he was going to wrestle Bo at one point, and he was just calling himself the Mangler.
I wish we could have seen that.
Yeah, I think he was going to wrestle Bo in practice. He might have done it. Might have happened. All of this DeBose thing has got me kind of leery to go forward with a lot of facts. I was wrong.
We have some intel on AJ Ferrari in terms of why he has the
AJ
year.
Ferrari.
Several people on the text line, big wrestling fans, said Ferrari got a few years off of time for the Olympics. The Olympics hiatus does not count against eligibility per Murph and unnamed texture.
Oh,
I like that. That's good to know. I didn't know that. I did not know
so
that.
That's why.
Wow.
Okay.
His last name's Ferrari. And he's successful.
Like that,
that's
I?
Awesome.
AJ Ferrari. Yeah. The Mangler got a big transfer, you know. The Mangler doesn't dabble too heavily into the portal world, so it's kind of interesting. I'd like to kind of know if you can get some intel from
I will. I'll get some intel from him. I'll see what he'll allow me to say on show. When I'd see him all the time, I ate lunch with him a lot down
at the
training table at that. And sometimes I'd see him in the hallway and I kind of get in a stance like I was going to wrestle him. Then I always think I go, if he decides just to have fun with me and that. He would
Good
have
night.
Me upside down. So then I stopped kind of doing that. We were joking around about it. I go, if he decides just to have some fun with me, he could put me in a pretzel so fast right there and it'd be in front of people.
Yeah,
and
be
so,
bad.
And we try to avoid that. So I tried to avoid that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I know firsthand Scott Cutler, if you're listening, God bless you. He was like the 99-pounder for Columbus.
Uh-huh.
One day in the afternoon, I was shooting around before practice. He goes, let's go up and wrestle. Sheritz is always talking about recruiting you to wrestle. And I said, all right, I'll wrestle you. Yeah, he pinned me in like 7 seconds. He got me in some weird move, and I was down. I was done. And he weighed about 99.
Yeah.
I wasn't that big, but I was like 140, but still.
Duke, if you're listening, you can text into the text line. But in Pender, the wrestlers all had to come through the gym.
Yeah.
To get to the wrestling room. We're just a hot box.
Same thing.
Just the hot box. Yeah. So every time they came through, everyone, they'd always grab basketballs and shoot. They
couldn't shoot.
Couldn't shoot.
No. Terrible shooter.
But they would grab them and just start chucking them up like that. And everybody's like, wait, hey, we don't come in there. We don't come into your room like that. I did. I used to always go into the wrestling room before practice like that. And usually someone would be like laying down, like just kind of stretching or something. And I would go in there
they would put you in a
oh they would oh
pretzel,
trust
though.
Me trust me I took off running out of there I don't know I ran I ran
Pin,
out
I'm
of
out
there
here.
Yes but I would come I'd go,
wow.
I'd go
I know
the
exactly
room.
What you're talking about but Scott it was memorable to me. It was really embarrassing for me and because Scott Cutler was a chirper you know he talked and I thought I'd get him and I didn't get him and by the way I was closer to Tim Newman than the Mangler. I covered Newman and Newman once told me you need to stand up straight when you walk. Yeah, he did. He goes, because you're going to have back problems as you get older. And it's you just looked. The other thing he said that stuck with me is you're not very tall, but you look taller when you stand up straight.
Coach Newman. Nice.
Coach Newman. Tim Newman was before the Mangler. There might have been someone in between those guys wrestling.
Yeah, and also the same thing, too. It's always like if you're ever out and about and you'd see a group of wrestlers, it's like just – stay as far away as you can.
I'll whip you.
Because if something breaks out, they're gonna win so fast.
I'll whip you.
It's gonna be not like I was never in a bar fight. I wasn't looking for a fight, but sometimes I'd make smart aleck comments. And so that
I can't imagine.
That'd be neat. I couldn't see that ever, Bill.
Somebody could get me into a pickle.
No way. So you were
get me into a pickle. So, but trust me, I was smart enough not to get in a pickle with those guys. Oh, so they're like, oh man, do not mess with those guys at all.
No.
Yeah.
It is time to play the game show.
God, it's 8 o'clock.
We've caught back up, Jake. We're back on time.
We're back on track. 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. There was an epic match yesterday in tennis. Carlos Alcaraz beat Yannick Sinner. He came back and beat
down 0-2.
He was down 0-2 and came back and won in the French Open. Roland Garros, they call that.
Yeah.
So today's topic is tennis nationalities of all-time greats.
Okay.
What countries are these all-time greats from in tennis?
Well, I think we're going to be really good at this.
If it goes back into the 70s.
It will.
Well, we're going back in time.
Okay, we'll have a chance.
We're going back in time.
Okay.
If you think you know nationalities of great tennis players all time, call us at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open. Don't be scared. You just tell me the country. I'll tell you an all-time great in tennis. You tell me what country that tennis player is from. 402-464-5685. You guys, you feel okay about
this?
Yeah,
I do.
Bill, do you feel?
Bill does too.
Well, I don't know. It's the hit and miss one.
I'm speaking for you now.
We're getting a call. Okay, we've got Bob. Oh. Bob, how do you feel about tennis nationalities today? Tennis players.
Oh, pretty good.
All right. Oh, Bob. All right.
Bill is a lifeline for one question as always.
Got in their grill a little bit.
Bob, first question goes to you, Bob. What country is 12-time major winner Roy Emerson from?
Australia.
Is he from Australia?
I did not know that. Okay, we're in trouble.
Yeah,
this is like the tennis pro.
I've never heard of Roy Emerson.
The tennis pro from Hillcrest is called
12-time what?
12-time major winner.
Really?
He played in the 70s and the 80s.
No way. We would know that.
I did.
There's no way.
He's won 12?
12-time
major. Are you sure it wasn't like the 50s?
No. Yeah. We'll look it up again.
Okay.
But I mean, anyway. Bob got it right.
Yeah, so. Well, whatever the case. Yeah.
Okay, 1-0 lead for Bob. Same first question. What country is 11-time major winner Bjorn Borg from?
Got it. I'm keeping you in my pocket. He's a Swede.
Yes.
Brilliant.
100.
Sweden is correct. 1-1
tie. Keeping you in my pocket. You come on.
Bob, back to you for the lead.
We're in a battle right now.
What country is 9-time major winner Yvonne Lendl from?
I know.
Czechoslovakia.
He's a Czech.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we're in one right now.
Bob
was
a big tennis fan, apparently.
Yeah, he's the pro out at Hillcrest.
Bill is in play here, and this is for the tie. No, yeah. Don't get mad at me, Bob, for this one.
Oh, boy.
What country is 24-time major winner Novak Djokovic from?
I need you on this. I'm not sure.
The most majors of all time.
Strangely, I don't.
I'm drawing a blank on this.
I think I know if you...
Go ahead. I'll let you go.
Okay, now... Okay.
All-time leading major winners.
Could you ask us Boris Becker? Because I know
not.
That.
Could you rephrase the question with somebody else?
Ask Boris Becker.
Five seconds. He's a Pole.
Is he from Poland?
Oh.
He is from Serbia.
Oh!
Yeah.
Bob, congrats. You win Bengals for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
It's a bad loss, Bill.
Yeah,
we didn't know Novak Djokovic. That's
bad. We didn't know Emerson even played tennis.
We didn't know Emerson played tennis.
He won anyone.
Could have made up a name for all I knew.
You sure Emerson played?
And Bob got it right away.
Yes.
And we did not know Djokovic.
Yes.
Serbia. Here's the tiebreaker.
And he's from the same, he's from the same place as that Denver Nuggets.
Jokic.
Yes. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
You know, MVP several times now. Bill, for you, tiebreaker. How many male tennis players have won 10 or more majors?
Okay.
Say it
this
again.
Is you.
How many male tennis players have won 10 or more majors?
Eight.
Is it eight? Hang on. on the top.
Brilliant!
The thing,
Jake!
The Jake, thing was down.
You know I got a shot every time at the...
Brilliant! Brilliant!
Eight is correct.
We lost, but you got that. That helps. Brilliant. Eight.
You might think Andre Agassi. No, he had only an eight. He did not get to ten.
How did you not have Boris Becker in there? That's what I was waiting on.
Was Becker one of them?
I don't know the list. I don't have the list.
So Bjorn Borg and McEnroe and probably Connors.
Emerson had 12. You didn't know who that was.
Roy Emerson? Yeah. Is that his name?
You say Federer. Federer and Nadal.
Yeah.
Who's this Emerson's first name?
Roy. Look him up. Yeah, look up Roy. Roy
I don't
Emerson.
Believe 70s and 80s. I don't.
I'm pretty sure
it was before.
I'm pretty sure it was. You can confirm that.
Bill would remember it, and so would I. I don't have any recollection.
I have some. If someone said, what sport do you play? I think I might have got that, but no.
He was never on one of my rackets.
Yeah, never. Exactly.
Roy Emerson.
Did he ever play Chris Everett in a match?
He's from Australia.
Okay, now give me the time frame he played.
Tennis.
When did he win his majors?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're doing this. We can do it. Just give me a second.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, Roy Emerson, he's 88. in tennis.
He won in the 60s, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. All of his singles Grand Slam victories and 14 of his Grand Slam doubles victories were achieved before the Open era began in 1968.
Not
Obama. This was not 70s and 80s.
And you know what? Yeah. And Bob still got it right. He got mad
Damn
at me.
It.
Bob got, I'm going like,
he
I never heard of this guy.
He was gritting his teeth right there. You gritted your teeth on that.
I didn't. I'd never heard of the man.
I mean, I know of old golfers. I know Ben Hogan.
Right.
Yeah, do some research.
Roy Emerson, we would have watched him on TV if he won something.
Well, now you know, and okay. Bob had it right. He's from Australia. Both majors.
He's 83.
Hour three is next. An early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.